Hello, everyone. My name is Erin Treloar, and I am the host of Raw Beauty Talks. We're taking you behind the highlight reel of the world's biggest influencers and wellness gurus to get a raw glimpse of what beauty, health, and wellness look like in today's world so that you can feel your absolute best in your body and in your life.
Since I'm all about being raw in this podcast, we're going to kickstart this episode with a little period talk. Oh yeah, I'm going there. Ever since having kids, I've been getting the worst kind of cramps and PMS around that time of month. And I'm not a huge fan of loading up on pain medication, so I was really happy to find a cleaner form of pain relief from Mia Relief Co. The pain relief formula is made using the highest quality CBD ingredients and natural extracts and is 100% THC free. You can use the inhale pen, they have these yummy gummies, or it comes in droplet form that you can add to your favorite warm beverage. My personal favorite would be the gummies because I always have a sweet tooth around that time of month. Mia is giving Raw listeners 20% off their orders, which is amazing. Visit miarelief.com and use the promo code RAW20 for 20% off. Everyone who is tuning in internationally, they do ship worldwide. All right, happy period, people.
I already feel calm just knowing who is on the line with me right now. It is somebody who has been a guest before. Her episode was one of the episodes we launched with, and it's all about how to overcome anxiety. She has the voice of an angel and an educational background that is highly impressive, I would have to say. What I think I love most about Michelle Kambolis is your ability to combine both a spiritual mindset and an openness to new ideas with research-based, scientific, evidence-based practices in the field of therapy, counseling, mind-body research, and meditation. And so I'm so grateful to have you here today to talk to us about the magic of meditation and all that it can bring to our lives.
Oh, I'm so happy to be joining you and really excited about some of the offerings and collaborations that we've been doing lately. I think there's this really lovely spirit-to-spirit connection between the two of us. And, you know, you meet people in your life where you know that you're going to grow through them. And then there are others that really support you to expanding that to helping the greater good. And I think that's what's happening here. And so it's interesting to hear you talk about the importance of rooting in research. And I think that there is a way that we can lean into research while also exploring spirit. And that's the tender balance that we're really trying to find as we're coming to better understand the power of meditation.
Can you tell everybody, because I feel like you'll always say everything so eloquently, can you tell everyone a little bit about your background and how you came to be who you are now?
Oh, that's such a big question. I'll try and find my way through it. Well, specific to meditation, you know, I was only 16 when I discovered meditation, and this would have been back in 1984. That's a long time ago. And the truth of the matter is, I think I was looking for a way out of an extremely painful time. My first boyfriend had just died in a motor vehicle accident, and life made absolutely no sense to me. And my places of peace and solace was the public library. And it's there that I came across this book on Buddhism and meditation. And this life-changing book is called The Hermit. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. And it's authored by Lobsang Rampa, who was a Tibetan Lama, or reported himself to be a Tibetan Lama. And it really introduced this path of Buddhism to me. It just made sense. And meditation is a really critical part of that. So eventually I took refuge in Buddhism under Thai Sichi Rinpoche, one of the highest ranking llamas, and I was given the name Karma Rigsen Lamo.
Wow.
But I still go by Michelle. I eventually went to school and became a clinical therapist and decided to do my PhD in mind-body medicine, in part to do research to better understand the outcomes and healing aspects to meditation. And so one single book really opened a door to a life path. And I carried that book with me for over 35 years. And it's so interesting because I returned to that book only 6 months ago, and I decided that I would read it again. And I began to research the author, and I discovered that this brilliant author who had changed my life wasn't a Tibetan Lama at all. He was a plumber from Alberta.
What?
I'm not kidding. It was a very controversial book. The Dalai Lama himself commented to say that while Lobsang Rampa is not connected to Tibetan lineage, he greatly appreciated the way that he brought awareness to the power of meditation in Buddhism. So there you go. The wisdom of the Buddha lies within us all, whether you're a high Lama or a plumber.
Wow. I just love, I mean, there's so many things from your story that ring true. The first being how, again, it's hard to ever see this in the moment, but how our greatest tragedies can open a door to creating a life that is so much richer, that does support us. And you were only 16 when you went through something that must have been incredibly hard and traumatizing, and to try and, from that space, put together a system of beliefs that would allow you to survive in this insane, crazy world is so incredible. And then as well, I love this idea of creating a system of beliefs around a story that someone has created. And it's not necessarily based on a totally true foundation, but it still works. I don't know. It all just speaks so strongly to me, to the systems of belief that we can create and how that can support us throughout our life, but that those same beliefs can also be the things that bring us down or cause us pain in life if they're not the right ones. I have to say my journey with meditation was very different and wasn't quite as beautiful as yours.
I want to hear it.
I was first introduced to meditation when I was struggling so much with overeating, what some would call binge eating, and had, at the time, I didn't understand this was what it was, but really quite aggressive anxiety. And so I was taught how to do non-traditional body scan. I've since learned that from you that body scans are something that have been taught for years and years and years. Anyways, this was a tool that my health coach taught me to kind of connect with my body and to notice the messages in my body and to give them space to breathe. And I started doing this and literally could only sit there for like 20 seconds before I would find myself sweeping the floor or doing the dishes. I just couldn't get comfortable in my body. And I had all the excuses as to why meditation was not for me. I'm too busy for that kind of stuff. I'm just not that type of person. Seems so boring. I'd rather check something off my to-do list. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. However, whatever part of me stuck with it, and slowly over time, that body scan in particular changed my life. Like it really did, because it, over time and with practice, I was able to get comfortable with what was going on in my body and actually find a home again in my body. I'd been running from it for so long, trying to escape it. And so to finally feel like I could sit still in my body was the most incredible gift. But it probably took 2 years to get there, I would say.
Yeah, it's a long and patient path, but a beautiful example of, you know, the ways in which the egoic mind will find 101 excuses to take you off your mat, because it's a survival mechanism. It takes us into all kinds of different places. Our mind is constantly racing. It's a part of the human condition, and mastering the mind is not an easy process. The process of meditation itself is very simple, but what happens as you enter in is very complex. So to be able to let go of that expectation of immediate gratification and know that every single time you take your seat, you're strengthening your mind and you're growing those regions of the brain responsible for vital functioning, for easing anxiety and finding balance and decreasing pain and increasing a loving, compassionate connection with self and others, then that will return you to the mat each time. And we all have our reasons for coming to meditation. And usually we start with very specific expectations on outcomes that we'd like to access. You know, I want to be more calm. I want to maybe raise my voice less, or I want to sleep better. And what you discover over time is that when we let go of those expectations, when we let go of the craving for an outcome or craving to feel better or to live our life differently, and we allow meditation to just simply work its process through and strengthen the mind and bring us home to our body and release all of the, you know, the held thoughts, emotions, physical tension, and we allow meditation to just be the thing, then we eventually experience vast and profound transformative change.
I mean, who wouldn't want that? Literally, who wouldn't want that?
Yeah, there's now so much research on this. In fact, there are 5,000 articles that have been published in the last 5 years, whereas, you know, 1972, I think there were only 2 articles published. So we understand so much more about the impact on the neurophysiology of our mind-body system when we're meditating consistently. And the benefits of meditation happen almost immediately. I mean, the simple act of being in stillness and focusing your attention on your breath begins to strengthen and grow gray matter in regions of the brain responsible for regulating stress hormones and emotions and maintaining focus. It improves your memory. It decreases pain, and the list of potential benefits is very long. And we do know that the benefits of meditation are highly cumulative. So it's really about the number of hours in. And in fact, as few as 7 hours of compassion meditation, which is a very common form of meditation, is shown to increase self-compassion and your relationship significantly and increases your overall sense of well-being. So that's really, it's only 7 hours. That's not a lot of time in before you're starting to really experience deep benefits from a neurophysiological level.
7 hours is nothing. I know that there's so many people who are listening to this podcast right now who have been struggling with that voice of self-criticism and, you know, not being able to get comfortable in their body. And when you think about the fact that this can actually change the gray matter in your brain in as little as 7 hours, we're not recommending you start meditating for 7 hours in a row here. But when you think about how long you've spent living with all of these challenging feelings, it's such a small commitment to make in order to see amazing results.
There's some recent work by Daniel Goleman who discovered something very profound in that we now know by looking at, you know, hundreds and hundreds of research articles that meditation doesn't just change your state, as in your state of being, it changes your traits. It changes the expression of your DNA and your personality.
What?
Do you want to hear how?
Yes. What?
Yeah. Because I really want to share.
Please share.
So there are 5 main ways that meditation can do this. It, first of all, it increases our resilience to stress. Who doesn't want that? It increases our compassion for others. It improves our capacity to focus and pay attention. It lessens physical and emotional pain. And this part I love. Meditation helps us to become less attached to our identity. And so we let go of all of the ideas of ourselves, and primarily all of the ideas of how we're falling short. And it brings us home to a greater sense of connection with all beings. So we become kind of less self-absorbed, for lack of a better way of describing it, and more connected with everything that's going on around us. So this opens up a vast potential for compassion and healing and really sharing our gifts with the world.
And all of those things are why we've been working so hard behind the scenes on creating this beautiful meditation package for everyone. I'm so excited. It's been like 2 years since we've had an offering like this through Raw Beauty Talks because I had babies and family. And so it's been just such a joy to work on this with you. And it's really, it's really exciting for me because I know that this type of thing can truly help people from a spiritual standpoint, but also from a scientific research-based standpoint. So we have created a meditation package with 4 guided meditations to help you connect to yourself, to connect to your body, and to move into a space of self-compassion. And 2 of the meditations are led by Michelle. I've created 2 of them for you as well. We are so excited to share this with you, to make, you know, dipping your toe into meditation, if you're just starting, a little bit easier, or if it's something that you've been doing for a long time, to, I don't know, switch things up a little bit.
I'm going to push pause on our conversation for a quick second to make sure that you, our listener, get a very special offer on our Meditation for Self-Love package. Now, I know that you're looking for more calm in your life, a little less self-criticism, and a whole lot more self-love. And I know this package is the next step on the journey. There are 4 guided meditations, a meditation 101 handout, and a self-love workbook that were designed to help you find your inner calm, connect with your body, and sink into self-love, even if you've never meditated before. So we have a special discount code for 20% off the package. It's RAW20, but it's only available for the first 100 people to visit our shop. So head to rawbeauty.co/shop right now and enter the code RAW20 to get 20% off your Raw Self-Love Meditation Package. That's rawbeauty.co/shop. Enter the code RAW20 to get 20% off of yours. There are only 100 of these discount codes, so head on over there right now. All right, let's get back to the episode.
I honestly think that the world would be a very different place if we all took time each day to practice meditation. Really powerful things are shown to happen when people meditate together. And so if we can come to meditation and these deeply transformative practices that really bring us to a place of expansive well-being, then we can do so much more. We can offer so much more, first to ourselves in our practice of self-care and self-knowing. And then it has this beautiful ability to ripple out to our families, our community, and our planet. So very cool that you've jumped in on this.
Well, thank you so much for taking part in it and sharing your angelic voice with us. It honestly is such a gift. I also took Michelle's 12-week meditation course, which takes place in Vancouver, and it was absolutely amazing. If you're looking for something that can kind of give you the 101 to meditation and hold you accountable to showing up on your mat, support you, there's that community element to it, then head on over to her website. It's michellecambolis.com. We'll link to it in the show notes. So these 4 meditations are guided meditations. We've got a body scan, we have a mental rehearsal for self-love, a meditation for self-healing and grounding, and a meditation for self-love. And you can find them all over at rawbeauty.co/shop. So Michelle, these are guided meditations for individuals who aren't interested in maybe making an investment right now, or they want just to know how to do a meditation at any time, anywhere. Can you walk us through the basics of doing an unguided meditation?
Absolutely. Yes. And you made a really good point in that the beauty of meditation is it really is available to you anytime, anywhere. And it costs nothing. And there are so many resources, whether it's this one or others and great apps and so on. And anyone can meditate. The only exception to that recommendation is if someone is experiencing severe mental health struggles, conditions like bipolar and schizophrenia. These are situations where meditation is not recommended. And always, if you have any questions, consult with your therapist or your doctor. But for the rest of us, you just start by finding a very quiet, dimly lit place and start by sitting cross-legged on the floor or comfortably in a chair. I don't recommend lying down. You will fall asleep. Mm-hmm. And if you're sleeping, you're not meditating. The idea is alert awareness, calm awareness, accepting awareness. First thing in the morning is ideal before the download of the day has begun. Some people meditate in the evening or do both, but I do find that first thing in the morning really sets you up for success. And I recommend starting with Anapana breathing, and it's a Vipassana meditation technique. Beautiful place to start. And it's taught widely in Vipassana centers under the tradition of Goenkaji. You begin by simply turning inward, closing your eyes, breathe naturally through your nose, and become aware of the sensation moving through your nostrils as you inhale and exhale. Accept each breath as it is. If it's shallow, let it be shallow. And if it's deep, let it be deep. And as you focus your attention on your breath, simply notice the quality of the sensation as it moves in and out of your nostril. And if your mind wanders, simply notice that it is so, and return to your breath, noticing the quality of the sensation. It may be cool, it may be warm, it may be light, it may be dense. With each inhale and each exhale, simply notice objectively, equanimously. In a state of non-reaction. And when you're ready to return, just simply come back by opening your eyes with a blink, blink. At the end, we often close with a compassion meditation where we repeat words like, may I be safe, may I be happy, may I be healthy, may I be free from all suffering, and may my life be filled with ease. There you go. A little taster.
I'm too calm to talk now. I think everyone should pause the episode for a second and just write down those last words that Michelle spoke to keep them with you. And if you're ever having a moment where you feel overwhelmed or anxious or depressed or like your mind is going, or maybe you're exhausted, to just read that back to yourself, to close your eyes for a moment, to take a few deep breaths, and to connect with that inner knowing. Because I think that so often we disconnect from the fact that we already are those things and that we have all of that within us.
And that's the whole point of meditation, to bring you home deeply to the wisdom that lies within you and to bring you back home to your core nature. And so that's the, you know, the beauty of what you're entering into. So I'm excited to hear from everyone about what they're experiencing along the way.
Yes, please send us a note. Follow Michelle on her Instagram account at Michelle Kambolis. And as you know, I always love getting DMs. I get back to every single one because I love hearing from you. And this whole podcast is really meant to be a conversation. I don't know about you, Michelle, but I'm not one to like love having a conversation with myself. I really created this so that it would become a conversation for all of us. And so please leave a comment or send us a DM or leave a review so that we can hear from you and we can hear your experience with meditation, how this package impacts you, how that little meditation that Michelle just led, how that created space for you. So yeah, head on over right now, leave us a little comment.
Yeah. So I just wanted to jump in around this importance of community when you're practicing something like meditation. In my research, you know, I had the opportunity to interview people who have meditated every single day for at least an hour a day, many of which for over 40 years, which is a mind-blowing commitment. And I wanted to understand what the barriers were to meditation and what the supports might be to having such a consistent meditation practice. And one of the core factors for those people was having a community, people that also meditated that they could talk to and, you know, just riff with on their experiences of meditation. And so it wasn't unusual for them to meditate together with family members or friends that they had connected with this committed intention, the shared intention towards bringing meditation into their life. And the other really significant factor that was common to all of them is that they arranged their life around meditation rather than fitting meditation into their life. Cool, right? So if they were meditating in the morning, nothing was going to interfere with that. And they arranged their lives to ensure that that was a protected sacred space for them.
I feel like it's such a practice for us, especially as women, to carve out that time and to make space for the things that fuel us and fill us up. And I'm seeing now more than ever how vital and important it is. And I'm seeing it because we're living in a time where we have more information coming at us than ever before. There's more pressure on us to be more things, to be, you know, in a relationship, a mother, working at the same time, successful. I mean, so many women are the breadwinners in their family as well. There's just so much pressure to do it all that we now more than ever have to let go of the concept that carving out time to do these things is selfish, because it's not. We're more anxious, depressed, sick than we've been as well because of the state and the environment that we're living in. So it's kind of vital that we do create and carve this time out, whether that's meditation or, you know, reading your book or getting some movement in, whatever it is, whatever speaks to you and whatever fills you up. But I can say that meditation is one of those things that, as we talked about, will literally change your biochemistry and therefore your life.
Coming home to self in whatever way and ensuring that we are creating an internal and external ecosystem to support our most expansive well-being has become non-negotiable.
Yes, right.
Because this world needs healthy women. This world needs women who can lead, who can lead with their hearts and minds. And when we enter into self-care and self-development and transformation together, we change this planet.
Goosebumps. It's the truth, though.
And no one person can do it alone. So we really are one beating heart.
Now, one of the things I love about meditation is you can do it anywhere. You can do it anytime. You don't need a specific outfit. You don't need to have an iPhone 10. You don't need any of them. All you need is yourself. And essentially, that's it. Michelle, that being said, there are some things that you can do in regards to your environment that might help support your practice, elevate it, or help make it so that it's easier to stay consistent with it. Can you share some of those tools with us?
Yes, absolutely. If you can have a specific space in your home environment for meditation, that is ideal. And it's a reminder of your practice. It's a reminder of your process of self-care and turning inward and whatever meditation means for you. My meditation cushion is very personal to me.
Mine
and,
is too.
I have a really strong belief that you sit on your meditation cushion, and I actually won't share it. I don't let anyone else sit on it except for my dog, Lloyd. And so there are some that I love. Half Moon Yoga has excellent ones. Mala Collective has beautiful, beautiful meditation cushions.
I love Malas. I have they have a beautiful cream colored one and a rose colored one. And I actually have a discount code for our listeners. So I'll just say it right now, RawXMala. And you can see some pictures of them over on our Instagram. They're my jam. They're my fave. We'll leave Michelle's secret. Maybe one day we'll get it out of her, but there you go. For anyone else looking for one, that's it.
Yeah. And I almost always wear Mala beads. It's funny because my favorites are from Mala Collective, and I discovered them years ago. And I had no idea that they are actually Vancouver based, which is really cool. But they too are a reminder of the practice, and they're wonderful for mantra work. And that's something for me is kind of an essential tool.
I know you also mentioned that a dimly lit space is ideal versus my bedroom where my meditation pillow is as bright as it could possibly be. There's like more natural light in there than, I don't know, it's like I'm outside. But you mentioned recently that if you have a dim space, that can really help you stick with your practice. So I found that so interesting, and I'm going to try moving into a different space and seeing if that has any impact one way or the other.
Especially as you're starting meditation, any light behind the eye can be very distracting. Mm. So a dimly lit room is very, very supportive. I recommend turning off music. And with guided meditation, once you complete the guided meditation, just sit in stillness for a while, because the richest part of meditation is to be in quiet, still silence and turn deeply inward. Mm. So while guided meditations are very, very powerful and supportive, that period of time afterwards is really important to your process.
I love that. Yeah. I would agree with everything you've said so far. I think my meditation pillow, my mala beads, I will sometimes put a beautiful oil like Tranquility from Sage into my diffuser. I want to leave everyone with some benefits of meditation so that there's a really clear understanding of what this practice can bring to you. And we've talked about some of the benefits in passing, but can we really dig into some of the benefits that we know are true at this point?
Yeah. So the benefits really depend on the type of meditation. And so meditation is not a one size fits all, but most forms of meditation reduce the effects of stress. They decrease your heart rate, and they calm your autonomic nervous system and help in rebalancing of stress hormones, reducing stress hormones. We know that meditation helps reduce symptoms of ADHD. For patients with heart disease, it reduces the risk of heart attack and stroke, increases social connection, emotional intelligence. The list is so long, improves your working memory, reduces fatigue, improves sleep, which is an issue for a lot of people. And it can help just in the learning process. It's great for children and facilitates their ability to just manage at school, to be able to focus, remember, and learn. It enhances our creativity. So it's profoundly effective and helpful for those who are wanting to expand the reaches of their, you know, creative abilities. It can even affect your sex life. There's a bunch of research to support that improves your sex life. So,
oh my God, meditation and woo more. There you go. That's all you need to improve your sex life. Everyone, go check them out.
You don't need to know anything more than that.
I've also recently read that there's science showing that it can slow the aging process by slowing the degradation of telomeres. So telomeres, and tell me if this is correct. It's like they're protein and DNA structures at the end of our chromosomes, and they're necessary for the replication of DNA and healthy chromosomes. And they shorten as we age, but meditation can actually help slow the process. And I loved the, in this article, the visual that they gave is kind of the little like plastic piece at the end of a shoelace, how that, if that was to shorten and shorten and shorten, the shoelace would start to fray and it wouldn't, if it was DNA, replicate properly. So I just thought that was so fascinating. So, I mean, meditation slowing the aging process and improving your sex life.
And for so many of us women who struggle with anxiety, and women are twice as likely to face significant anxiety, that changes a part of your brain called the amygdala. And the amygdala is about the size of a pea. And it's responsible for the fight or flight response. And those who meditate regularly have a shrinking effect. The amygdala becomes smaller and it dampens the activity there. So the fight or flight response, anxiety response is lessened significantly. So that to me is a very, very powerful example of how meditation can enhance our well-being and just sense of safety in the world.
Girls, I feel like I've been a little more pushy in this episode than normal, but there's really only one motivation behind it, and that is to get you the tools that you need in order to live your best lives and in order to feel good in the body that you're in, with the thoughts that you're thinking. And I don't care if you go download Headspace, download Calm, rewind this podcast episode and listen to Michelle's little meditation 100 times. We have a free mind-body scan that's about 5 minutes on our website that you can email us for. Whatever it's going to take to get you to try to incorporate this into your life, I will do, because it is a game changer. As I mentioned earlier, we have created a beautiful collection of guided meditations that are designed to help you reconnect with your body and soften into self-love. Michelle's leads two of the meditations and I lead two of them. And they're really created to take you home to the essence of all that you are. So if you're feeling disconnected from your body or exhausted by self-criticism, or you're just, you know, not able to show up as that woman that you want to be, this package was designed for you. It's $39. You get the four meditations, a self-love worksheet, and handouts to support you and to help you tune into your body, find your voice of self-compassion, and access your inner calm.
Don't forget to head on over to rawbeauty.co/shop and enter the discount code RAW20 to see if you are one of the first 100 people to get the 20% off discount on the package. So once again, that's rawbeauty.co/shop and enter the code RAW20.
And I do love the way this package walks people through the whole process of meditation. So many people come to me and say, you know, what is meditation? How do I do it? I feel like I'm doing it wrong. So this answers a lot of questions that I've been asked before and incorporates a lot of the experience that Erin, you've had as well. So I think the combination covers a lot and hopefully prepares you for your practice in a way that, you know, really roots you and grounds you in these next steps.
Check it out. Let us know what you think. Michelle, thank you so much for giving your time, your experience, your gift to this package, and for being here on the podcast today.
Oh, my pleasure, always.
That's a wrap for this episode, but be sure to subscribe to the podcast and our mailing list so you don't miss a single show. If you like this episode, please take a moment to leave a review, take a screenshot, and share it on social, tagging at Raw Beauty Talks. We'll be regramming your posts every week. As we wrap things up, remember, your body is different than any other body out there. So as you listen to these episodes, keep tuning back into yourself to see what resonates. See you next week.